Is it?
It is your TV edit version. We have the detail.
It's 20 minutes and we delayed 20 minutes.
It's fine. Yep.
Welcome back to the Senate Special Committee on Revenue. We have a work session scheduled for HJR 80. This morning we amended HJR 80 to do some housekeeping amendments. The amendment we have before us is a new amendment. It's the Dash A10 amendment, and this is a substantive amendment. We'll go ahead and open the work session on HJR 80. Paul, would you explain the scope of this substantive amendment and draw the attention of the committee to the significant change on page 6?
Yes, Mr. Chair, the entire amendment is identical with the A9s that you adopted this morning up until the lines 14 and 15 on page 6, the last two lines of the amendment, and it changes the 180 initial withdrawal to $220 million. And that would have the effect of leaving the stability fund balance at the end of this biennium at $58
million. Okay. Questions from the committee? We're in work session.
Mr. Chair, I move we adopt the amendment to A10 amendment to HJR 80.
We have a motion to move the amendment
to
substitute the A10 amendment for the A9 amendment. Any discussion or questions on the motion?
Mr. Chair?
Senator?
Before I get to the substantive part, can we do that without a motion to reconsider the action we took this morning?
That was the direction we got from Senate Clerk, was that we could substitute this for the A9, given that it had identical language.
Well, almost
for the
identical language. There's a little difference here.
And I think we have the choice, Senator Dukes, to your process question, of doing a conceptual amendment to change the number. And given the fact that we had the opportunity to have the amendment drafted instead of a conceptual, we just went ahead and had it drafted.
And that
people would have a thing to look at.
Okay. Then to the issue.
To the issue.
I will be a no on this. It sure looks a whole lot like what the voters just turned down. And I think they understood what they were doing. And I don't know that there's anything going to happen between then and this election to change voters' minds. Since I believe that we were sent here to solve problems, and I think this will have a real good chance of failing at the ballot and therefore solve nothing, I will be a no.
Thank you, Senator Dukes. We'll let the other members comment, and then I'll offer an observation. I wouldn't characterize it as a counterpoint to your observation, but just a different observation. Senator Frozer.
Chair, I came down just before you started because I understood you were going to be meeting and wanted to delay the meeting because the Democrats are in caucus and we're talking about this among other issues. So I hope that you give us the courtesy of a delay. Haven't seen that happen, but I did tell the clerk that we were having a caucus. We would not agree that this is the right amount for this measure and are thinking about what we want to do with the endowment fund as a caucus and as as Democrats. And so if I have to vote, I'll vote no, clearly. But why the hurry? And when we last met earlier, we amended the bill. You indicated that it wasn't going to move. I thought we'd at least have some advance notice that it was going to all of a sudden removing the bill. Is there any possibility of delay? I know our caucus leader would very much like to have it delayed.
Senator Charles, to your question, this morning when we discussed this issue, as you know, we all went to caucus meetings. We have been essentially behind closed doors for the bulk of the day, probably about 5 hours.
It might be a good idea for caucuses to talk to each other before we vote on measures.
Well, I think we discussed that issue this morning, mm-hmm. about getting our groups together. Relative to delaying this measure, I possibly misunderstood the request. We did wait about 20 minutes thinking that it was just delay, meaning we're on the way down. But in terms of delaying...
Thank you for waiting for that. I didn't realize you had...
And Senator, be honest, we didn't have a quorum for 18 of us.
Oh, okay.
But the fact is that our caucus believes that this will act as a catalyst for serious discussions, not only between caucuses, the Democrat and Republican caucus, but possibly between chambers. So I've been asked to move this bill expeditiously to the floor. And we know that as it does move to the consent calendar in the president's desk, there may be a procedural question about rule suspension that could cause some opportunity for discussion. And there could be caucuses off the floor before the issue is considered on the floor. So I think there'll be ample opportunity for discussion yet today. But I think the instructions that I received are in consideration of the fact that we have been at impasse for a couple of days and really do need to move something forward, and this would be a catalyst.
Well, occasionally during a period of impasse, there's a lot of motion going on behind the scenes, and there has been, I think, in your caucus as well as in ours, and it seems to me that it might just make good sense to pause a moment and find out what the motion has been on our side before we take action on something that's pretty precipitous.
Well, Senator, let me take your suggestion under advisement.
Okay.
And then to Senator Duke's earlier question about, doesn't this look a lot like what the voters just turned in? It does, as a matter of fact. And I think all of us have been soundly spanked, at least figuratively, for re-referring issues to voters. But I think there's a great difference today in the circumstances of education and the budgets for later in the year. It's very clear that this endowment fund or some portion of it is critical to closure on budget issues. It's also very clear that opposition in the educational community has significantly softened on this issue, and they may in fact be relatively supportive of an approach that uses some of the endowment fund. The question that we are all arguing with, I think, is an issue of what is the right number. And I think to catalyze this discussion, we start at a high number, and if there's our further discussions, we proceed from that point. But let me ask if any of the other members have commentary, and I'll pass the gavel to my good colleague. Since I gave Senator
Duke
the gavel last time,
I don't need the gavel.
Excuse myself for just a minute.
We're not going to vote?
Yeah, we will be.
I think we might need you.
You think?
This means I have to talk for a long time. Actually, the only thing I was going to say is that it's not just issues between the Senate Republicans and Senate Democrats in terms of a number to be established for the endowment fund, but also between the House and the Senate. So clearly, whether this came out at $100 million, which is a figure I've heard from some members of the Democratic caucus, or $220 million from the Republican caucus, I think it would be clear that this ultimately is going to land in a conference committee. My suggestion is it would be unlikely that the House, absent, and I don't see that this has the language in it dealing with capital construction component that was in the House version. Is that correct? That's not in
there. Mr. Chair, it is in
there. Oh, it is in there. Okay. So that, yes. Well, maybe they will.
What did we do in the amendments? What changed is
there? Well, the amendments, the A9 amendments are contained in the A10, and they're merely reference changes. Mm-hmm. And we have the author of those amendments are here. If you have any specific questions. So the A10 substantive change is to change the number from 180 to 220.
All right, so the capital construction component is there. So, and I think the other part of the message I wanted to make clear is that in all the deliberations that we've been going through in the group that I'm associated with, it's fairly clear that there are not substantial votes for some of the tax increase proposals that have been bandied about in the building. So clearly we are at impasse in that respect too. So I think aside from everyone digging in their heels and saying we're not going to do anything at all, at least we can kind of get this thing going, and hopefully there will be some, you know, dialogue and some conciliation later on with respect to where we ultimately end up with this. And I'm running out of things to say, so if anybody else wants to add something, go ahead, Senator Dukes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to pick up on where Senator Trill was going. I don't disagree with anything that you said. I think that a lot of these things are going to be resolved in conference committee, and they need to get to conference committee. But what I do disagree with is sort of the process that we're using. Before I came here, I had a whole lot of my constituents saying, what is this Democrat and Republican stuff? You guys have been arguing for two special sessions, and it doesn't make any sense to me. Can't you just go through legislators and represent everybody? And that meant a lot to me, their comments. And today, I think what you're hearing the Democrats say is, give us a chance to meet and to talk and to come to some conclusions, and then let the Senate Republican leader and the Senate Democratic leader sit down and talk about it before we push a bill out. And instead what we have is Republicans moving a bill out over the Democrats. And I would appreciate the opportunity to have that conversation. It will not delay things any longer than likely things will be delayed if it appears that we have broken down into partisanship.
And I understand what you're saying. There's always a procedural motion to move a bill back to a committee should there be some agreement between the parties, too. So.
But wouldn't it be nice if those things could happen before something erupts, as it is about to do? Because, I mean, when you've got to have votes on the floor to suspend the rules and all that, there's just lots of opportunities for us to look like we're bickering and not getting along with each other when we all have the ability to get along very well with each other.
Yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying. Senator Fisher, you want to chime in here?
That kind of cuts both ways. But we are here at a whole different situation than we were here a couple months ago in February, tail end of February, on a second special session. And it's obvious that Oregon is not recovering that fast, and whether the rest of the United States is recovering that fast or not, even kind of in speculation. And I don't mind supporting education as much as I can, but they're also going to have to use all the means at their disposal to help that out, because they've been certainly given preferential treatment in the way of continued service level that a lot of the other agencies and programs did not get. And while I want to be supportive of this, I also want them to use as much of their means as they possibly can in order to help solve some of the other things, because we have more than just education to think about, as important as it is. And from that standpoint, I support this wholeheartedly, and I think if we get some cooperation by some of the people that are very involved and very dependent upon these funds, that we should not have a problem passing this by the voter.
Senator Charles,
I know that we do need to get things done during a special session, but I also know that sometimes you get things done much more quickly if there's a meeting of the minds, and if people are considering each other's proposals and coming to some sort of common agreement on things even before you go down. We yesterday waited all day while the Republicans caucused, and we heard from Senate President come to our caucus and present us with a proposal. We worked on that yesterday, and we've been working on that again today, and we've been thinking about it, and we'd like to have the privilege of going back to your caucus and presenting you with our thinking on this matter. And instead of us being able to do that before we even are ready to do that, and we're about there, suddenly we're running a bill down that is a key part of any solution, and with an amount of money that's a huge amount of money, and so I just all we're asking is take some time, just wait a minute, and let's see where we need to go with this proposal. I know we were in a meeting with the Senate President, when she, excuse me, not Senate President, but with the Minority Leader, and the Minority Leader was upset that we were taking this movement right now before we'd had a chance even to respond.
Okay, well, the actual true chair of the committee has not returned, and I sense that we're close to either voting or not voting, so since I'm the appointed interim chair, I'm going to call a 5-minute recess until the actual chair shows up, and perhaps he's negotiating for the very purpose you're pleading. I'm not that dumb. I may be dumb, but I'm not stupid. Anyway, we'll do a 5-minute recess. But thank you. No, I got a little.